Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
We're trying to get him a good happy birthday present. I didn't know what to get him, so we thought as a team that we'd like to get him a win over Alabama.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Talk. Okay. Jeez. Here's Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery in Hiley Mazda of Hearst brings you Super Wild Card Dan.
Ooh.
Hey, Blake.
Meep. Meep.
Meep.
Blake.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Danny.
Is Blake not around?
Yes.
Right here.
All right.
Hey, everybody.
I have a question for him. And
all right, I'll answer.
Shoot. Here.
Shoot.
He's not here
today.
What's on your mind, Dan?
Hey, Danny.
Where is he?
How can I help you, Dan?
Where's Blake?
I thought he was in his room.
He got sent to his room.
In the penalty box.
You got him pulled up?
He should be.
Hey, Danny.
Hmm. Right here, Dan.
All right, well, I have important business with him, but before we do that, we'll introduce the hardline. It is Bob. It is Corby.
Bobby.
It is Danny Bayless.
Corby Davidson.
And Danny Bayless.
Maybe he had to go manure.
Why don't you call it that when it's from a person?
I don't know.
I mean, you can. You're free to. You know?
Yeah. Cow manure. Cow manure sounds right.
Like when your kids were little, you're like, did you manure today?
That'd be a good word to use.
Same thing with dung.
Yeah, and then we went and spread it on the crops in the backyard.
So you can't manure in the Madden Cruiser?
You cannot.
Really? Madden didn't?
Well, no, he did.
He let one guy, Wayne Gretzky, well, and I guess a producer. There were a couple people, but that was a hard and fast rule that you were not allowed to do number two on his bus.
Was it? Was Matt Millen was one?
Yeah, Matt Millen.
It's like my the Dragon Den.
Yeah.
Only I manure there.
I had to stop
and
at the,
Trey.
Had to stop at the gas station on the way to your house last week.
You wouldn't let him do that?
No.
Hey, before we go.
Yeah, go ahead, Blake.
Ava Luis just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, wow. The hooker who had sex with Antonio Brown before his meltdown.
Huh.
Is that a drop?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah, it was news, and this is news.
It's great information, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Blake, if you ever actually hook up, I need to talk to you.
Hey, before we go to Baker, can I do a follow-up on Antonio Brown?
Okay, go ahead.
Ava Luis just tested positive for COVID.
You just told us that. We weren't going to go to Baker.
Why? Correct. Are you...
What time did she test positive?
Probably 1:55.
How are we going to Baker?
Well, he meant go to bake.
Oh.
So today is Wednesday, awesome. January 12th, 12th day of the year, 353 days left in 2022. On this day in 1906, the forward pass was legalized.
No.
By the Football Rules Committee.
I heard bad reviews.
Mm.
On this day in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
At a White House dinner hosted by President Taft, the wife of the Russian ambassador caused a stir. She was Baroness Rosen. Rosen? She smoked a cigarette.
Nice.
Mm.
As we learned, the Russians very progressive with their female liberties, sending them to space and all. Hey, Blake, there was, what was the name of that painter? It was Bob something. He was
Ross.
So the Russian lady. I have a new favorite draw. Smoked a cig.
What's your favorite avenue in Dallas?
Ross.
Oh. Yeah. Friend's character?
Ross.
It was the first time a woman had smoked during a public function in the White House.
I thought everybody smoked.
Yeah.
Well, not back in 1910. Not a woman.
Women weren't buddies.
Well, yeah, they weren't everybody.
She didn't hand the first lady a bag of manure and ask her where to put it.
Hmm.
Speaking of women, on this day in 1915, the U.S. House of Representatives rejected a proposed constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote.
All right.
They said...
That was a better day.
What would our founding fathers say? They'd say no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Back when Congress had stones, you know.
The founding mothers.
Better world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
make
I don't,
it great again.
I don't see any founding mothers.
It's founding Steve, not founding.
That's right.
And on this day in 2013, an NFL rushing record for a quarterback was set as this quarterback rushed for 181 yards.
Ooh, the revolution was televised.
As the 49ers beat our Packers. Colin Kaepernick.
I think
the next day he was cut.
No,
because he kneeled.
Your timeline is off.
Oh.
I believe that is the game that necessitated a trip to College Station.
Really?
Yeah. The Packers staff went down there to find out how to stop this.
How Dom Capers did
not
get
pocus
fired at the stadium is still a marvel.
Why? Wasn't that a championship game?
Let's have him back for like 7 more years of mediocre defense in the playoffs.
Here we go.
P1 birthdays, we start with our friend At Regonk Force. You know him?
Or Taylor.
Yeah.
Good dude.
His bride-to-be, apparently her name is Bear, and it is her birthday.
Bear.
Come on. Happy birthday.
Her leader is Speedy Gonzalez.
Same.
And she would like to hear Layla hit the opium.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player earns interest in federal interest. That's a ticket ticker.
Chasing the dragon.
She just floats away on the river of...
The baby's walking on the ceiling.
So the Speedy Gonzalez routine that you have to most enjoy is when he actually played table tennis against himself, right?
Yeah. I tried that once.
Dan, today is my wife Karen Cundiff's 23rd birthday. Huge V1. Leaders are Gordo's Beard, Bob's O-Face, and Norm's Cunning Stunts. She'd like to hear what Lee Corso thinks of Dan. That's from Corey Cundiff.
Corey.
So we have two ladies being celebrated today, Karen and Bear.
Now, you are a big jerk.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Just emphasizing it. Really pounding the point home, if you know.
Jared Beeks is 28.
Ladies.
Leaders are Gordon.
Oh, I love Gordon, man.
Davey's mom's shower curtains.
Do you know that he plays guitar?
And Davey's grape clusters. Would like to hear the old gray wolf read off things that are good. My mother, Kathy, is 60 today. I won a dozen golf balls on the Tim Matthews show.
Really?
But she never let me pick them up because she heard Richard Hunter was a deviant.
She was right.
Correct. Well, yeah.
So you should not receive these golf balls?
She just didn't want him anywhere near the radio station.
Her leader is the suicidal golden retriever coming to a streaming platform near you, Air Bud Dwyer.
I think machine guns are good. I think napalms are good.
Multiple napalms.
That's from Scott Sutcliffe.
I would watch that show.
I think trunk lines are good.
Good puppy dog who gets caught up in some political finance scheme that it's over his head a little
bit. Only one way out.
He's
trying to negotiate that giant revolver with a paw.
Stubnose 38, he's fumbling it.
Seriously, how do you get to the trigger with this giant paw? I just can't.
Has a dog ever shot a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably killed its owner. I guarantee you there's a story out there. Dog kills owner with gun.
No doubt. Like a hunting accident. Yeah, like a
stepped on a gun.
Like a hunter was making coffee one morning or something.
Figured out the combo to the hunter safe.
Here we go from the Washington Compost, October 2015. In the past 5 years, at least 6 Americans have been shot by dogs.
Yeah. And you know what? Good. Good.
Advantage dog.
Let's thin that herd.
So do you think guns kill people or dogs kill people?
Oh, man.
You just need a good dog with a gun.
That's right.
Standing between a bad dog and a gun.
From Brian Keith, he says, my boss, Stephen Coleman, has a birthday today.
Right, a good dog and a bad gun.
Leaders are Kevin Federline, Tom from Succession, Mackenzie Bezos' new man, and Jake.
I have a buddy who has a Kevin Federline poster in his house.
Why?
Came with the album.
Is that a Jake brag?
I think I might have that as a drop.
You probably already do, yeah.
You already do?
He still has it hanging up?
Oh, yeah. Like in his, he has a jam room, you know?
Oh, the jam room. Yeah.
Nothing like a good jam room.
My son is 11.
Built one.
My friend Eddie is 40, and my dad Stan is 69.
Is that all the same person?
Very nice.
That's what he says.
Keep a lot of lube in there.
From Clem Fandango.
For all the jamming.
Clem Fandango. I don't believe him.
Belated birthday shout out to P1 Dale Blassingame. Leaders are the Hang Zone and Line 4 guy.
I think he works at Texas State.
Would like if Danny could play Corby something from his computer. From Joe in San Antonio.
Hunter.
Out of luck, Joe.
Hunter.
Sorry, Joe.
About Danny.
Elsewhere in birthdays, former Cowboy Drew Pearson, 71.
Good hood.
Hall of Famer.
Is he in?
Yes.
You knew that.
I haven't heard that.
Okay, what a jerk.
That's good for him.
Former Stars great Ulf Dahlin, 55.
Dang. One of the first autograph cards I had.
Hey, Snake.
Yes, Danny.
Let me play you something from my computer.
You don't have to ask. You can.
This song is incredible.
I'll tell you where the bass is. I'll tell you. Stop.
Hold on. Is that Spanish for Guantanamo Bay?
I did it.
Lower the drums.
Trying to enjoy some salmon tacos.
So good.
So to speak.
Is there a truck backing up, or is that music?
Music. Former Ranger Bill Madlock, 71.
Is he ever a Ranger?
I think so.
Is he ever a Ranger?
Dominique Wilkins, 62.
Neek.
Was he hard?
Jeff Bezos, 58.
Wonder how long he'll live.
See his New Year's Eve photo?
Dude, he looks like Pitbull.
So bad.
Am I wrong?
Yeah,
no,
he does.
You're not.
Well, wasn't that intentional to look like Pitbull? Guys?
Was it?
I don't know.
I think so. That was like a bit.
Okay.
Pitbull?
Yeah.
His girlfriend looks smart.
Not really.
She kind of looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, I missed one birthday. P1 birthday. Happy birthday to David Miyasso. I did not wake him up in that special way because I'm a bitch.
What about that science teacher that...
That's from Melissa Miyasso.
What's her name married? I mean,
his wife.
Mackenzie.
How do you fall into that? How do you get so lucky?
The dream. You know how many schlubs are driving around in a North Dallas suburb teaching 10th grade biology?
Yes.
And that guy just hits the jackpot.
He hit the richest
Watching Breaking
woman
Bad, trying
in
to
the
get
world.
Some ideas.
Yeah. What?
You can talk to Jimmy.
What's that?
What's happening?
Someone's in Blake's room.
Where did Blake go?
Oh, so Blake's room is pulled up?
Yeah.
Let's see who it is.
What if it... Oh, yeah, I'd love to have sweet hot sex with you right here.
You just hear him going at it.
Just pull him to the side.
What?
Has there been sex in one of these production rooms?
Sex all night.
I say yes.
Yes.
Dude, Fahey was...
Trey worked over
here. Fahey was up here by himself for like 5 years.
Durst.
Yeah, there he is. Dad vibes.
Howard Stern is 68.
In my ass.
Is he still working?
DJ Paul is 45.
Whoa.
He is a member of Computer's rap group.
He was a great guest with you guys at camp.
Hello?
Should revisit that.
Melanie Chisholm is 48.
Laugh. Only person I've ever met who gets caught up on that word.
It's great.
I'll tell you what, though. Every time the birthday comes around, it's getting red.
Just like his face.
Kirstie Alley is 71.
I was obsessed with her as a child.
Zayn Malik is 29, Bob.
Is that a, what them dudes?
1D.
Yeah, One Direction.
Yeah. Born on this day, now dead. We'll go with
baby, look.
Tim Horton.
Of Bits.
Tom Dempsey.
Oh, no.
One of the greatest half-footed kickers ever.
He's the greatest. There's no other greater half-footed kicker.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Do you think that his half foot,
Snardly.
Half foot had toes?
No,
like it was a small foot, or it was what? Just cut in half.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Was he born that way, or did he like lose it in Vietnam
or in the trenches? Yeah.
I think it was gnawed off by a gator.
One, two, three, four.
Like, dead on this day, still dead. Maurice Gibb.
Oh.
Is it Maurice or Morris?
Morris.
Morris Gibb?
You're Keith, the guy.
I'm a guy that loves their music. I don't love pronouncing their names.
Have you tried?
I apparently did and not good at it. Keith Jackson.
Love it.
His favorite is Bory Gibb.
Yeah, I'm not really that into it. I just love the music of Steenge. I'm just not really into it.
And died on this day doing what he loved. Bobby Phils. Should we retire Bobby Phils' number?
Wasn't that one of the biggest fights you guys got into? Because you made a joke about it and Bob wasn't going to
Bob was like, you definitely got to retire.
I don't know. Do you? We should make sure and confirm who was on what side of this, because it's quite possible.
Cavs fan thought he should be up in the Raptors right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
4-3.
Maybe I was making two, light of a tragedy. Who knows? I mean, we should look into it.
It's probably why I did the Brad Davis thing.
It's probably why you're no longer working together.
Bing bong.
Bye, Mino. Bye, Blake.
Bye, Jake. Bye, Blake, wherever you are. RIP.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.